Welcome to the Sisterhood of Mummy Imperfect. I'm Rena, otherwise known as Mummy Imperfect. Thank you for joining me in these crazy days of lockdown. I'm still here and I'm still sane for now. But every week I'm going to be focusing on an aspect of lockdown life from a parenting and mum's point of view. So things I'm going to be covering are keeping kids busy and mentally stimulated, what to cook when there's hardly any food on the shelves in the supermarket and you haven't seen a packet of pasta for a month. Like, what does it even look like anymore? Personal grooming, how are those eyebrows and roots doing? And much more. In this episode, though, I'm going to be giving you an update on the homeschooling situation and sharing some tips on how to keep things going smoothly and keep sane. I'm also going to be talking about celebrating milestones when you're on lockdown. So what is it like when your child has a birthday and they can't celebrate with their friends or go out anywhere? And so it was Mother's Day last week as well, and I'm sure that was quite different for a lot of us. Like, what did you guys do to celebrate? Do let me know, leave me a comment. So before we get into all of that, I had a catch up just a few minutes ago with my ride or die, Rummy, and it was via Skype, of course. It's kind of like a social isolation diaries. So we shared the highs and the lows of lockdown life. Have a listen.
How's it going? How's the lockdown life?
Oh, I don't really know where to start. It's going good. It's going okay. You know, I keep having these like really high and then really low moments. Of like, it's fine, we're doing great, I've got food, I've got milk, I've got bread, I've got eggs, and life is good.
Got eggs, mate.
And then going down to, oh my God, you know, my nine-year-old's been sent so much work through Google Classroom, just trying to manage all of that, then manage the six-year-old. I think anyone with primary children is tough, right? My Vida's in secondary school, so he's just getting on with it because they're just doing, it's literally just a normal school day at home. They've got online tutorials, they're chatting to their teachers, and so he's getting on with it. But the primary school kids, I don't know, I feel like I have to sit there with them, and then they've got a million questions, and so I don't want to say to them, I'm trying to work, you know, because what can they do, you know? And the work has been the biggest casualty, really, as is, I'm sure, for so many other people. But you know what? They're not breathing down my neck. It's fine. It's fine.
It sounds like they're actually having work. They're getting work because my kids don't have anything. Their school basically said, oh, go to this learning link. And there's really not much on there. The stuff on there is like, oh, yes, try to do 30 minutes exercise. Try to do a bit of geography. Try to do a bit of English. It's like, okay. And everyone else has got, like, piles of stuff to do. So literally, every night, I've been doing, like, finding work for them. And they have, like, workbooks. So, like, maths, I think. And Ananda's got, like, English. But not much else. So,
I think it really depends on schools and teachers. With Mahi, she's got like, she's being set work, like she had to do an essay on what she would do, because they've been doing Harry Potter on what would you do with an invisibility cloak, and she had to, you know, do 500 words, and then it's done straight onto Google Sheets, and then you just, they've got a turn in button, it's like handing in work, and then it's handed in, you know, they turn their work in, type it up, turn it in, and then it's getting marked like the next day, and the teachers are in constant contact. And actually, we missed a day or two of just logging in to like the Google Classroom, and you know, three teachers are going, you know, they've emailed her to say, oh, haven't heard from you, Mahi, you know, what's going on, how are you feeling? And it's been great. I mean, you know, I'm trying to do all the work, but I think I might just like chill out and let her do, you know, the bits she wants to do, and yeah, I'm just finding actually the work for them is, I'm not complaining actually, because like you're saying, you're not getting much, so.
I've been scrambling around. Because the thing is like, okay, a lot of parents are like, you know, it's okay, don't worry about work, the children are going through a hard time, and which they are, because it's not very nice for them, is it?
you know, it's yeah. It's a big thing to adjust to. Because we didn't have all this when we were little, did we? You know, it is a big thing. They all the things they were looking forward to were not happening and stuff. But so they're like, oh, you know, just leave the work and just cuddle on the sofa with your kids and love them. And I'm thinking, if I cuddle on the sofa with my kids, in 2 seconds I'll be like World War III breaking out. Like, oh, she did this, she did this. No, literally, oh, I need a snack and this and that. It's not going to work for us cuddling on the sofa. That's why I feel like we need a bit of a structure, because I think they feel better to have a structure.
And you need it. I actually find I need it. Like, I can manage a structure better than I manage my own children. I can manage a timetable really well. But, you know, trying to keep, you know, 2-3 kids entertained. I mean, my oldest, bless him, even though he's getting on with his schoolwork, he's like in the garden, he'd devised, he'd set up a blip test.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the police do, where they have to run from one side of the garden to the other side, and you have to beat the beat. And he was just like, oh, I was just like, I'm trying to do some work. Please, can you go and do this bleep test? Take the girls, you know, have a ball. But I just need 10 minutes to log on and
send an email.
But it's really good. They're keeping themselves occupied. They just need a little bit of structure and direction. And I bought a massive like craft trolley, because the other questions I'm sick of is, where's the glue? Where's the pencil? I need this. Where are the scissors? Do we have double-sided tape? And so I've just, yeah, I ordered it from Hobbycraft. It's the best £25 I've spent. Like, it's loaded with everything any crafty child or any sort of, you know, anything anyone could ever want that's got to do with craft. It's even got like seashells on it and glitter and stickers.
Hobbycraft is good. I always get too excited when I get in there. But I spent some things on craft as well. Like, you know, like on the last day before we all got locked down, the last day that the shops were open after school, I went out to this little shopping center in our area and went and bought some jeans and a top, which obviously no one ever like is ever going to see me in now, apart from these people in this house. Okay, but it made me feel better anyway, because, like, you know, when the hell is the next time that we're going to be able to try on jeans and, you know, shop leisurely?
Those sorts of things don't even enter my head anymore. Like, you know, this like what you might deem as like frivolous things, now it's just like meal planning, constant I got enough vegetables, and, you know, things like that. Like, do I need to? I also find that, you know, the constant need to, oh, I'll just pop to Sainsbury's. Oh, I'll just pop to New Look, or oh, I'll just go, all these stupid activities that you would go in the car, you know, go and do those silly little things. Now it's just necessary. I don't know. I think everybody needed this. Nobody needs the coronavirus at all. But, you know, the experience of it is really, really going to change us, I think, you know.
Definitely.
I think just seeing all those posts about, you know, the smog over China has cleared, and actually just, you know, not even, I've not used the car for like 4 days, which is just unheard of, unless you're on holiday. But still, you know, it's just sat there on the driveway. I've not needed to go in the car, and yet I spent over an hour to my insurance company today trying to renew the car insurance of a car I'm not driving. And, you know, bless them, nobody was picking up the phone, because there's probably about 1.5 people in the office, right? Mm-hmm. So they take all these calls, and I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, it's definitely going to I'm going to try and hang on to it, because things will go back to normal, and I feel like we'll just snap back into just being who we were. And I really don't want to, though. I really want to savour the change. You know, when you go on holiday and you come back and you feel, I'm really going to hold on to, you know, all these things and all these feelings that I've had, this feeling, and then within like 32 minutes, it's over, you know.
Do you know what? I know what you mean, though, because I feel a bit like, you know, I obviously want this all to be over and stuff. It feels like we're trapped in that film Contagion.
Yeah. Which we watched last night. Oh, my God. First 10 minutes with Veed, after 10 minutes, I was like, when they were cutting into Gwyneth Paltrow's head, I was like, I think you should go to bed. He was like, yes, okay, mommy. He was very pleased to go to bed for once in his life. ran out of the room.
Oh, we watched that the other day. Well, actually, Tony watched it and I watched a little bit. And after that cutting the head thing open, I was like, do you know what? I need to go to bed. So, then I thought, shall I watch it? Like, yeah, last night, and I didn't watch it. But it feels like we're kind of trapped in that.
Exactly what's happening now.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I know.
No.
I think we actually watched it ages ago when it first came out, because I remember the cutting the head bit open. That's all the bit I remember, because it probably seemed like such a foreign concept, like, oh, this is never going to happen, what a joke, and then just totally wiped out of my head. And now, obviously, everyone's like, oh, my God, Contagion, it's so real. But I just keep thinking, like, of all the sci-fi movies, I just keep thinking, when are they going to let the super intelligent apes out of the labs when everyone else is on lockdown and they will be running the country? Especially now Bojo now has coronavirus.
I know. And Matt Hancock. And the really lovely, you know, well, who's the guy? Chris Whitty. Yeah, him. He's self-isolating as well now. So, like, the top team of, like, you know.
I know.
Basically, you know what? It's next. You know, if Joe Wicks gets it, what are we going to do without Joe Wicks' PE lessons?
Joe Wicks, I feel sorry for him as it is. He's got a broken hand and he's trying to tell people how to do push-ups with a broken hand.
Such a trooper, that guy. He's been really good. And actually, you know, Sat wants to, he wants to carry that on, definitely, like, every Saturday morning to do, like, because the kids have just, they've loved it. They've really, really loved the Spider-Man moves and all of those. They've been really, really good. But yeah, if P gets it, we're done for, mate. We're done for.
But that's part of our routine as well, because, like, we try and wake up at the same time, and then, like, the way I've kind of structured it is, like, the morning is kind of like study, like actual study, which is like maths, English, and science. But because we don't have all these sheets and everything, in a way, it's quite good, because first I was like, oh my God, scrabbling around, what am I going to do for these kids? Like, I need to keep their mind stimulated and keep them from, like, doing mad stuff all day. So now I'm getting into it and I'm like, it's actually an opportunity to kind of let them learn in a different way. So, like, for example, for English the other day, we got them to do a film review. And it's like a laid out thing. You need to include this, this, and this, right, in your review to use all these kind of skills. And they loved it. And I'm just like, hello, yes, you watch enough TV. Come on, you better write about it now. So that's quite a good thing. And then, like, we printed off, like, from Twinkle, which is really good. Twinkle is a very good site. So we printed off these really good worksheets, like mystery maths and stuff. But because, like, we're in the good situation where we're both here, so yes, that I can, like, take Ishii, who is three and, you know, doesn't let other people concentrate, and do things with her. And even with her, it's like, you know, things like the other day we did a scavenger hunt. So there was this paper, it's like, find something smooth, find something soft, find something rough. And she's running around the house getting all these things and she loved it. So it's quite cute, you know what I mean? It's like a different way to kind of learn things. And the other day they made pizzas, and then I was like, yeah, you can, you know, make those, have a nice time. Not that there was any flour in the whole world, but I found, like, you know those puff pastry roll things?
Yeah.
Pizza-based one of them.
Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah, it's really nice. So they did that, and then they made a video of it for their YouTube channel. And I was like, good, you could have a multimedia lesson and a cooking lesson all in one. So do you know what I mean? I'm just kind of like, look, let's do other things. But then in the afternoons, it's all about just creative stuff. It's literally making things and, like, so they can do, like, the videos and stuff that they want, or painting or whatever. And that's why I told you the story about the jeans, because the best thing that we bought recently was hot glue gun. And at the time I was like, why the hell are you asking me to buy a hot glue gun from the works? Because that was the day that I went to get the jeans, the last day that we went to the shops, right? And then because I think they saw it on YouTube, because, you know, on YouTube, all these videos, there's always a hot glue gun. So
their heart is dying for a hot glue gun.
Yeah, but she might actually burn herself with it, because it is a bit, do you know what I mean? It's actually quite hot, but it's so good. Because I was like, why am I buying this for you? Okay, it's £5, just shut up and have it. And now I'm like, girls, can you hot glue this together, please? This is broken. Can you use your hot glue gun? It's such a great thing. You know all the stuff that I used to recycle? Boxes, cartons and stuff? I save them.
Junk modelling.
Oh my God.
It's so good. We're actually making lizards, these little, we're making like an aquarium with lizards in it, made out of like egg box things and rolls. And you know, like normally you wouldn't have the time to do this, but now because you have to just find something to do.
It's school, mate. You have to make the time now to do it.
In a way, I'm actually liking things like that. I was a bit scared, like, oh my God, what am I going to do with these children? But now I'm like, this is actually quite nice.
Yeah. And you know what? I keep trying to remind myself that we are, you never get this time again. And we know that as parents of young children as well, you know, you're kind of always going, oh, you know, you want them to get older so they, you know, they're less whiny or they're, you know, they don't need you so much. And you're kind of wishing that time away. And actually, yeah, we're never going to get this time back. And we might as well just, it's like a big fat holiday, really, isn't it? It's just, you know, work isn't that demanding right now because there's not much to do for me anyway. I'm sure lots of people are in a different situation, but for me, you know, working in education, we're trying to figure out how to get a program and move it all online. And so it's quite slow at the moment. So I am just trying to give myself a break, not trying to get too stressed out, and actually then, yeah, spending the time with them and doing fun things. And like we did one of the art projects was Mahi's doing at the moment is researching surrealism and, you know, your top five surrealist painters. And I didn't know about any of that. I mean, I could probably name one, which is Salvador Dali.
Yeah, that's it.
And looking at their work and, you know, trying to help Mahi come up with an idea of what her surrealist painting could be. And it's really nice to sort of step inside their world a little bit and, you know, and really get into it. I found that really interesting today. So, yeah, she spent the morning doing that. And I thought she could be doing some English and maths, but I thought, you know what, it's a beautiful day. The weather's not going to last.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's do some surrealist painting. So she's painted a pink giraffe and it has purple spots, but its face is a pineapple.
Do you know what? That is so cool. And I'm actually totally going to steal that idea to do.
Sweet. Yeah, look it up and look at all the images on Google of surrealist paintings. And then we did it like this. We think of a landscape, think of an animal,
mm-hmm.
and then try and just mess it up, which is basically what surrealism is, basically. But then we went with that, and you know, whatever came to our head first, that's mm-hmm. what we went with.
So that's actually really cool.
That's a really good idea. But we know what, we should share ideas, because if you're not getting much, then I'll let you know. Like I mentioned it before, she had to do 500 words on you know, what you do with an invisibility cloak, because they've got their Harry Potter topic going on. And yeah,
I'm feeling that as well.
Share things with you as well. Yeah,
I'm totally
I think the world is trying to bake, because there's no plain flour, there's no self-raising flour, you know, eggs you cannot buy right now. You know, I'm trying to do lots of baking. We've done lots of Rice Krispie cakes so far because it's ingredients you tend to have already.
Yeah, that's quite good.
Yeah, yeah. But
you know that I always make a cake for them on their birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Because you always eat
it. I had the cake business, but now I only just bake cakes for like family and friends. So that's a big thing for them. Like, oh, what's mommy going to make us? And like, oh, I would like this, I would like that. And so I really like go to town at that time. And now I'm like, there's no flour in the shops. And then, I don't know. I found, I just by chance found half a bag of self-raising flour in the cupboard. It is actually in date, surprisingly. So I'm just going to use that and do something. But that's if I can get eggs. So it's weird, isn't it? It's like, it's so random going to the shops now. And I tried to go there today. There was a queue with the trolleys, like all the way around the shop. And obviously the people were very close together in that queue. So that's kind of totally the opposite of what they're trying to do.
So I'm sticking to, we've like within 5 minutes, we've got a Sainsbury's local.
Mm.
So it's tiny. But I'm sticking to tiny shops because everywhere else is shut down now. And so, you know, the place to catch it now is in the supermarket. So why go to a massive supermarket? So I'm trying to stick to you know, the smaller supermarkets. And I went today around 9:30 and I thought I'd be, you know, there'd be a massive queue, but there wasn't. There was about five people waiting outside. They all had like, everyone had like a massive gap, so probably more than 2 meters. And there was five people waiting there already. And it was literally 10 customers are allowed in Sainsbury's. Mm-hmm. And it's one in, one out. And it, you know what? I didn't wait for long. And actually, I had a nice conversation with the lady in front who had said she'd just been to the Tesco and the queues were sort of, you know, across the car park right on the other side. And I think, you know, in a massive supermarket, you can spend an hour easily. But in a tiny shop, you're going to go around, get what you need. You'll be done in 15, 20 minutes tops. And I actually got, they had everything. They even had toilet paper.
Oh, wow.
I know. The only thing they didn't have was eggs, but they had everything else. And yeah, I managed to get, we were running low because it's been over a week since I'd been. And I'm really trying to stop myself from going and just using what we have. And
yeah,
and you know, I think I was literally down. I had no more fresh vegetables, so that's, and I'd run out of milk, and that's the only reason why I went, because I had frozen vegetables and I've got tinned fruit. Mm-hmm. So I could have really done the weekend without it, but I can't do the weekend without milk, and that's why I went. And then I picked up other things as well. But yeah, just being really good at meal planning. We've had some like really nice dinners, and I think the kids are interested in trying more things, because I'm saying to them, well, kids, I haven't been to the supermarket and this is what I've got. So
yeah, exactly. It's like, this is what
I'm trying. Try. And then they're very gung-ho. Then they're like, okay, we're doing our bit and let's give it a try. And so, yeah, Neha likes avocado now, which is amazing. So yeah, even that is quite nice. So yeah, any excuse, right? Well, I spoke to a friend of mine today, and I've been doing lots, another way of coping, I'm doing lots of chats in the evening, like I am with you tonight, but with other friends, with a glass of wine, and just FaceTiming people. I never FaceTime people, so I'm doing lots of that as well, just to catch up.
Yeah, but now it's like FaceTiming, I just think it's so nice, because it's like, how else are you going to see people for God knows how long, you know?
Exactly. Never really been a FaceTimer, but she's telling her kids that you know, so like you, she's not getting much from her school, but she has told them that the teacher's going to mark the homework every night, and so she's been getting her kids to hand in and do their homework that way.
Oh my god. Yeah, no, these kids know that the teachers are us, but they actually made a poster saying thank you for homeschooling us. Well, thank you for homeschooling me. And I'm like, oh, okay, it must not be that bad then. It's all right though, you know. But I feel like I'm in a lucky situation, because, you know, there's two of us here to manage them. And thank God, because it would be a lot if it was me on my own. And, you know, we actually have a bit of space right now, because, you know, as you know, we moved out of the flat just like last year. And that's what I really feel for people who are in like small flats right now, or tower blocks or something. And do you know what I mean? Sometimes I just think about it and I'm like, you know, that could be anybody. And it's like, that's why people were packing out the parks and stuff, because if it's a nice day and you're trapped inside, you would want to do that, you know. Yeah. That's what I used to do when I lived there, like go to parks all the time. And now that that's not allowed anymore, it's like, it's going to be very difficult, you know. And some kids whose safe place was school as well.
Yeah, I know. Gosh, you know what? I hadn't really thought about that. But we walked past the park today, and it was all taped up. But yeah, I know we're very looking like you. We've recently moved as well, and you know, there was no space to swing a cat. Right, we wouldn't have been able to do no Joe Wicks exercise. I mean, all five of us do it, so there would have been no room to do any of that. But you know, that's a sobering thought, isn't it?
It is.
You know, for the children whose safe place is school. Gosh, that's quite chilling actually. And you know, there's, you know, and they were talking about you know, that the proper meal that some children get is at school as well. Yeah. So that's really, you know, I wonder, I really, you know, yeah, my heart goes out to people like that, who, you know, because really my problems are first world problems. I mean, yes, it's tough and it's new to us. It's new to me and it's a learning curve and all of that. But then, you know, when you think of, I will try and think of people who are in worse off situations and just not try and feel so bad about my own situation and just send lots of love and power to them because, you know, they have really got it tough.
They do, they do. What tips would you have for somebody else? You know, like, what is your, the high points of this for you? And yeah, what tips do you have for the whole staying at home, managing the kids and everything?
I think just really letting go of, and I'm trying to do this, it's a bit difficult, but really letting go of expectations of getting all this homeschooling done. I've read a few emails and a few people from head teachers that have said, you know what, this is an unprecedented situation. We are now not responsible to get the curriculum into our children's heads. It's fine. You know, really, really look at them and lead by them, you know, try and do what they want to do because it's just an easier battle, really. If they want to do art for the whole morning, let them do art for the whole morning. Just make, look at the children and let them lead on what they want to do, and it's less stress than on yourself. God, what other tips would I have? Gosh, I don't know. I feel like I'm wading through it myself.
Do you remember, like, a couple of weeks ago, and we were having that conversation, actually, like, laughing about things, about the coronavirus, and I was saying to you, oh, shit just got real, Rummy. From then to now, right? It's not even that long ago. What has happened and how have things changed? Mad. Exactly.
No, it is total, total madness.
So just lastly, before I go, you know, I'm just talking about milestones, celebrating milestones as well, because it's like Anand's birthday on the weekend. She's turning 11. She was a bit disappointed because she had this little party planned with her friends and stuff. So it's not happening. And then, so I just thought, I just want to talk a little bit about celebrating things whilst on lockdown, how to make it special and yeah, how to make it a celebration in your own living room.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got V's birthday coming up as well, end of April. He's gonna be 13, so I think, oh yeah, making a fuss, you know, do your making a cake and decorating the house, which is something we would normally do anyway. But you know, the kids, they know the situation. They, you know, they're kind of old enough to know that, well, I think Anan and Vida are, that, you know, that this is, this sucks, right? This sucks. I know it's your birthday. It sucks. But, you know, we have to keep safe and we're doing this for a reason and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like WhatsApp call, Skype, Zoom, you know, they've all been like, you know, fantastic. And Zoom's been really good because you can get more than sort of, you can get so many people up on your screen and you can sit there, have a chat. We've had so many meetings at work with that, you know, there's like six of us. Everyone's got a cup of tea, or if it's late enough, a glass of wine, and we're just, you know, we're doing our work, and lots of people are socializing this way as well, not just using those mediums for work, but actually, like I just said to you, you know, I've planned a few chats next week via Zoom with, you know, I've just said to a few friends of mine, need to catch up anyway. Let's, you know, over a glass of wine, let's, and so perhaps they could do something like that you can get.
Yeah.
Get her friends to download. Zoom's really cool because it's like, I think the free sessions allow up to 40 minutes, okay, which is not long, I suppose. But, you know, if she can spend half an hour online with her good mates,
yeah,
and do, you know, perhaps that's an idea. But otherwise, just making a big fat fuss of them yourselves and just doing one of the, you know, those old school parties that we would have had. What would we would have had giddada around the living room, we would have had lots of food, we would have had, yes, we would have had our cousins and things like that, but that's where maybe Zoom comes in. Lots of music,
yeah,
just letting go steam and yeah, it will be one of those birthdays that you think, oh, that was my, you know, my 11th birthday, this is what we did because this is what was going on. And just really embracing the situation and making the most of it, I think. I think that's what we'll be doing.
Yeah. I'm thinking a virtual real goodie via Zoom.
That's awesome. I'm on it. Call me.
Well, I will. All right, then, love.
I'm going to go now. But yeah, we'll keep talking and catch up next week for more lockdown life diaries.
Yeah, definitely. All right, I might be a completely different person next week. I'm just warning you now.
So that was week one of Rina and Rummy's lockdown diaries. What to do when you're socially isolating with your kids and your husband. And hopefully you can use some of those tips that me and Rummy talked about. And if you've got any tips of your own, then please let me know. You know, I need all the tips that I can get literally with you through all of this. You know, we're in this together. So just leave me a comment in whatever way that you listen, whether it's Podbean or iTunes, or you can email me at mommyimperfect@gmail.com. Now, some of you might be familiar with the mummy blog Baby Brain Memoirs, and the brain behind that is the lovely Harps Kaur, and she blogs about her life with her two little boys. And if you do follow her, you're going to know that she throws the most amazing parties for her kids. Like, every little detail is on point. So I caught up with Harps yesterday to see how things were going for her and if she had any tips for me on celebrating milestones while on lockdown.
How is it all going? How's homeschooling going?
Yeah, it's going okay. I mean, we started off with the intention of having a kind of a rough timetable. And that was more just because it was more something for me to fall back on, as well as Arjun, just to have some sort of structure. Otherwise, there was that real danger that he'd just end up sitting in front of the TV all day. He's a pretty active kid, but, you know, the same way I could probably get hooked just sitting in front of the TV watching trash is the same way that it would probably be quite easy for him to just end up sitting in front of the TV. And I really didn't want that. So it's going not too bad. I mean, the last couple of days at work have been really, really hectic. So I've not really been able to do as much as I'd set out, or not in that order anyway. But yeah, I've let them have kind of free play in between, and actually giving them the kind of space to use their own imagination has been really good as well. So it's not going too bad.
So you're having to work at home as well then?
I work 3 days a week, but unfortunately, since we've been working from home, it just seems like things are a lot more challenging with work. And a few projects that I was working on have kind of gone a little bit pear-shaped. So work, my hours have been a lot longer than they would be if I was in the office. And because I'm working downstairs on the dining table, there's no kind of, you know, start and finish time or having a specific workspace, because I need to make sure I'm with the boys. It's not, especially with Sergeant, it's not safe to kind of leave him by himself downstairs.
Yeah, so just remind me of the ages of your boys again, and if you just, like, the people that don't know, just a little bit about their different needs.
Yeah, so Arjun is in year one. He's 5. He's going to be 6 in June. And sorry. Sergeant has just recently turned 3. Sergeant has Down syndrome, so he's a little bit delayed compared to the typically developing 3-year-old, and he's not yet walking, so we need to be extra careful with, you know, his safety and things, especially when he's in the garden. I'm not too fussed about kind of homeschooling Sergeant because he's at nursery, and to be honest, they have a lot of free play at nursery. But it's more for Arjun, and also ensuring that, you know, as much as they're getting along really, really well at the moment, just making sure that I'm kind of there to, you know, diffuse any potential arguments.
How's it going to get that kind of mental space for yourself at home? Because I know that I do miss that a lot now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not shy to admit that, you know, it's been really beautiful to have the boys at home and to be at home as a family. Like, I'm really cherishing this time with them. I want to embrace them even tighter, especially given what's going on outside. But it's interesting because you'd assume being at home, you'd have more time to do your own thing, but it's been the absolute opposite. So especially because work has been quite challenging, I've not had much time at all to myself. My time alone is literally me saying to breathe them, I'm going upstairs for 5 minutes just to sit in peace. But it's been quite challenging in that sense, but I'm just trying to stay really focused on the fact that, you know, I get to be at home with the kids, whereas, you know, key workers and frontline staff don't have that option and they're risking their lives. So it's, I'm constantly kind of checking myself in just to remind myself that it's actually a privileged position to be in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just making the most of that time with them as well.
Yeah. You went into the social isolation early, didn't you, because of Sergeant's health issues?
Yeah, we did. So we spoke to Sergeant's paediatrician about nearly 2 weeks ago, and I wasn't really sure what to do because on one hand, you don't want to kind of react too early, but on the other hand, you know, he does have a suppressed immune system. He has had open heart surgery for a heart defect, and he also aspirates, so he's at higher risk of getting pneumonia anyway. So I spoke to his paediatrician because I just wasn't sure what to do, and she immediately said, you know, you need to self-isolate. So we pulled Arjun out of school a couple of days before the schools shut. And that was a really difficult decision for me. I just felt so guilty for taking him out of school before, you know, he's going to miss his friends and he's going to miss out on studying and what do I do? But I know that actually the overriding priority here is Sergeant's health as well as ours. So, and I was kind of relieved when they closed the schools anyway, just because it felt like things were kind of starting to get out of hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then did Arjun have questions about that?
No, he was actually quite happy to be at home, to be honest. He knows about coronavirus, and I think they must have spoken about it at school naturally with the hand washing and things. He says some things which are a little bit concerning, but I try not to react too OTT to them. So he'll say things like, "Mummy, I forgot to wash my hands. Am I going to get coronavirus? Am I going to die?" And it's quite kind of intense. And I'm just like, no, Arjun, you know, we just need to make sure we're being extra careful. Like, just remember to wash your hands and da da da. But I don't fuel those kind of thoughts too much. But there's also a fine line between completely ignoring them as well. So, yeah, it's been quite scary because I get quite anxious over things like that. I mean, I'm trying not to be like that in front of them. But obviously, we're a little bit more heightened with hygiene and hand washing, and not that we weren't hygienic before, but you're a little bit more extra at the moment. So yeah,
they can't, don't they? Like, they, even my three-year-old, like last week I went to Asda and I took her with me, like, because that was okay last week, like it changes all the time, doesn't it? And so they had like sanitizer that you can spray on the bar of the trolley. So I was spraying that. She's like, "What are you doing?" So I'm just like, "Oh, you know, it's just because of germs." And she went, "And the coronavirus."
She's only three.
Yeah.
It is amazing how much they pick up. And even, you know, us watching the news and things like that, they're like little sponges at that age. So they're picking up a lot more than we probably realise.
Mm. And I did think as well, like, I don't want them to get OCD and stuff. Like, because I've always thought, you know, I like the idea of like kids, you know, rolling around the grass and this and not getting obsessed with dirt and germs. But so it feels very weird for me to be like, wash your hands. Not that I didn't say wash your hands, but as in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I mean, they are spending a hell of a lot of time in the garden because that's the only fresh air they're getting. We're fortunate we've got a really lovely garden, nice open space. So I'm letting Sergeant kind of, you know, roll around. Whereas before, I'd never let him crawl on the grass. I'd be really like, "Ew, you're not doing that." But now I'm just like, I can't, you know, we don't know how long this is going to last for. I can't stop him from living. And same with Arjun. So it's just kind of letting them play, but then making sure when they come in, you know, they're washing their hands, not putting their hands in their mouth and things like that. It's tough though, because they're still kids.
So I know, it's like, I was thinking that the garden, rolling around in the garden, is probably like less harmful to them than just going to the supermarket and people popping and sneezing everywhere.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Another thing that I'm talking about in this podcast is celebrating milestones whilst we're on the lockdown, and particularly because my eldest daughter, she turns 11 on Sunday, and she was, you know, we were planning this party for her and everything with her friends. So I'm just trying to think now of how I can just make it special for her whilst just being in the house like we have been for the last week.
It's really tough, isn't it? Because you almost feel really guilty for everything that they're going to miss out on. But then when you think of the bigger picture, you think, no, it's okay. So one thing we did for Mother's Day was to have a sleepover downstairs, and we had a movie night, and, you know, I rummaged the snack drawer for snacks, so we had popcorn and nachos, and we just chilled out. And for them, that was something special because it was different to what we normally do. Mm-hmm. So I think just... I think us as parents, we can complicate things. Well, I'm renowned for that because I love birthday parties and party planning. Yeah. But actually just doing something a little bit different in the house and just spending time as a family for our children is probably more than enough. Baking a cake together, you know, making a nice dinner together and just being a family. And I think apps like, you know, the house party apps are great for doing video calling with, you know, family members and their friends. I mean, Arjun's not that great with FaceTiming family for some reason. He was great with FaceTiming his friends today, but so we found that a little bit challenging. But yeah, I think just making the day a little bit different however you can in the house. They're still decorating the house and still getting a gift, but you know, just focusing on, and I think not placing lots of emphasis on what we were supposed to do, but what we're going to do instead, probably.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. I've been trying to get you on for a while, and I really like your blogs because, you know, I just like your honesty in your blogs, and yeah, it's good. So I like what you're doing, and yeah, it's good to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Take care. Bye.
So that was Harp's call there, and I really liked her idea of a sleepover combined with a family movie night. Like, I think my kids would really like that. So I'm definitely going to do that. And recently my kids have gotten into High School Musical films, and they want to see the third one because they haven't seen that one yet. And I can do that, you know. I think, I do get quite into kids' films. It is weird to see Zac Efron looking so young and gawky, particularly as he is so fine now. Like, some guys, you know, they get better with age. And he definitely has got better with age. And so do some women, actually. And, you know, personally, I feel like I'm still waiting for my peak to hit my peak. I'm a late bloomer. Like, I look basically rough as hell up to the age of 21. And then started getting better. And I'm waiting for the peak, like I said. But anyway, I'm going off at a tangent. So yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do for my daughter's birthday. And another thing that I do, which my kids always get really excited about, which we can still do, is the morning of their birthdays, we do like a puja in the morning, and I'll make halwa for breakfast. So they get really excited because they love that. And like, when we do this puja, you know, all of us say a little something about the person whose birthday it is, you know, like, thank you for bringing her into our lives, and, you know, God bless her with happiness. And it makes the person whose birthday it is feel very special. Obviously, they get to eat basically a dessert for breakfast, which is highly enjoyable for them. So that is gonna still happen. Luckily, we have some suji semolina in the cupboard, stashed, an industrial supply. So that's all happening. And I, like I said, I found half a bag of flour. I've got some ingredients for a cake. I'm gonna try and make like a cookies and cream cake. So I've got some Oreos that I found, and try and make a buttercream with them. I don't know. Anyway, it will be fine. I'm sure we'll find some eggs from God knows where. If not, you know, you've got to compromise. You've got to do what you've got to do. So listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Sisterhood of Mommy Imperfect. Join me again next week, where I'm going to be focusing on another aspect of this crazy coronavirus social isolation. But until then, take care, stay in, stay safe, and stay healthy.